Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends and Threads Only.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
We were not invited to the exclusive.
Like, Daddy Zuckerberg?
No. Not for me.
No. Welcome. Keep your hands, feet, and phones with you at all times.
Yeah.
Inside the vehicle.
Use your phone to thread, not to throw.
Not to threat and throw.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because some of you, not our listeners, they're still at it again. This is an ongoing series that we do not wished for to be a series.
No, I'm waiting for the series to end at this point. I'm begging
for this to end, because now it's like full-on slideshows on websites, like every incident in 2023 so far.
Yeah, because now you guys have us out here, we have to defend a man,
and that so is the really final that's the final thread. I am about to burst at the seams. Because especially this man who clown behavior frequently. Drake is a performer, and he
honestly passion fruit though.
Passion fruit, yeah.
Hold on. If you know, you know.
And he launched the what are we calling this tour?
I don't know.
The something. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, he's on tour. He's singing with a hologram of himself. And he, at one point, was performing when a phone was launched at him, hitting, I believe, his hand.
Yeah, it was a lower extremity.
It wasn't a lower as in, like, a Legends Only listener, but it was lower. The panic that set in after the BB incident when we had to check our Patreon receipts to make sure it wasn't a listener.
Oh,
there was like
yeah.
a brief second of like
we did we say that in the main episode? I don't know if we did. I think we told the Patreon girls that.
Yeah, we were like, we checked, we confirmed. Yeah,
we literally did like a name check to like our Patreon account.
Roll call.
I was like, This would be our luck, is we're going to get blamed for this somehow.
We were like, oh my God, we were like at a field trip when all the teachers are like gathering the students after something and they're like doing a roll call of all the LO listeners. Like, are you there? Susie? Everyone is accounted for.
Sally Sue? Debbie?
Not arrested. Prison.
Susie, jail. Oh. Sally Sue just got out of jail.
Sally Sue. I knew it was her.
Oh, Sally Sue, I love her.
Well, she's the one who launched the phone at Drake, who there was less of an incident this time. I think everyone was just like,
yeah, okay. Everyone was just like, okay, sweetie.
But I just can't help but think how fucking dumb it is, because you launch your personal information directly to the stage, not only do you maybe hit your performer, but you instantly are instigated, and it's instantly only you, and you've lost your phone for the night.
Yeah, like, I think about my phone, and I'm like, if I threw this, I would lose 5 years of photos.
Lord knows. Like, yeah, you got to be real secure not to think like, oh, they're, you know, you don't want Drake scrolling through your fucking videos. That's going to be in his new music video, is your really bad sex tape.
If someone threw a phone at me, I would smash it to make a point.
Oh, for sure. So, well, I would like pick it up, get the name, and then smash it.
Yeah.
Write it down. Sally Sue, and then smash it.
Bitch. How do you like that?
Bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking
here's your
bitch.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Well,
you take a selfie of middle finger that's sent it to the police.
Oh my God, literally. Hope you've got an iCloud backup on this. Smash it. Like, with my little tiny hands, though, I need a hammer.
But Apple doesn't insure this.
Literally. Well, yeah. So there is one of our faves, though, that made a little statement at her show.
She sure did, with a gun in her hand.
She has issued a threat.
She's shooting many threads into the crowd. A thread and a threat. She was with her t-shirt launcher in hand, which looked very menacing. Was,
yeah, Adele, by the way.
Adele
at Weekends, or what?
Weekends with
Weekends in Vegas. Weekends at this, with Adele.
Months in Vegas, years in Vegas with Adele.
I don't even know. Summers with Adele. I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. Sundays with Adele. She was there, and she said, well, do we have the clip? We can maybe play it.
Have you noticed how people are, like, forgetting fucking show etiquette at the moment? People are throwing shit on stage. Have you seen that? I fucking dare you. Dare you throw something at me, and I fucking dare you.
While holding, as you said, the t-shirt launcher, which is probably makes this even funnier because
it's so funny.
Those things are so scary looking.
They are. And they're you'll get a t-shirt in the eye if you're not careful.
I also don't understand it. Like, can you just like throw it?
I don't know how far Adele's going to throw. Like, is she going to hit the balcony? I don't think so. I think that's the point.
Well, maybe like, if you had a better seat. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
Like, just fold it up, wrap it like in some ribbon, and like just go, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe get a slingshot.
Oh my God, a bazooka.
A bazooka.
Do you remember China's bazooka that she had?
WWF? I sure do.
Oh my God, I wanted one so bad. I still do.
Oh God, I wish Adele was wielding that and just shooting it at the crowd.
Oh my God, iconic.
I fucking dare you.
Yeah.
Well, she issued a very stern warning at the crowd and any crowd. She said, I'll fucking kill you.
People which, just throwing shit on stage. Have you seen them? I fucking
like,
dare
yes!
you. I was scared for a second. I was like, someone in that audience is going to take the dare.
Going to get brave. Yeah. I know.
Hello, it's me. Just throw the phone at her. Oh, it's so scary.
It is, and I would be absolutely very nervous as a performer, if I were a performer, that people were going to one-up themselves, that they thought they were going to become viral, that they think this is the cool new thing. I would be nervous. I think that's why BB was crying for the next few shows after hers, because she was probably scared as fuck that people were going to try and make this a new trend.
Yeah, well, they are making it a trend. That's the thing.
I mean, the wheel of cheese is fine, but everything else is like, keep your fucking hands and phones to yourself.
Yeah.
It's been so, all of our faves have just been pummeled.
They can't catch a break.
Well, we've talked about this. The behavior in this society has really gone off the rails in the past 3 years.
Well, three, I would argue,
it's been longer. Steady decline.
Well, wasn't the only incident to happen in Vegas this week.
That's true. Speaking of people who can't catch a break.
Literally.
Yes, our beloved, the legendary Miss Britney Spears was just randomly in Vegas. The thing is, whenever there's like a Britney story, it's always like, wait, what? Because it's like 10 shades of like, she was where?
Yeah.
With who? wearing glasses?
Because she's like elusive, and then she throws people off with her Instagram, and then
she's saying just, she's like, going to Italy.
In Vegas.
So she's just in Vegas. Every part of this story was like, who? When? Why?
Where? How? It, what?
Yeah. So this broke.
Vegas.
It broke over the weekend. No, it was during the week. It was after 4th of July that I have to, I'm looking up his name because I didn't know this person. Apparently she does, but.
I know. That's the other part of the story too. I was like.
That was the big, that was a what?
Yeah. Give it up for him. Isn't he amazing? It's really.
She doesn't know Andy Cohen's name, but she knows Victor. Let's see his name. I remember it's Victor. Victor Wembanyama, who apparently is like the number one rookie or whatever of the NBA.
Basketball.
A rising star. Rising star. Yes. He throws okay. balls. He's like 47 feet tall. I could tell from the footage. Well, or maybe he's a normal height. So I, like for every, me, I can't really.
Everyone's 47 feet tall when they're next to you. No.
Well, being that she and I are the same height, I took him to be a tall man. And unfortunately, she was a fan, which added to the list of things we did not know about her. Noticed him at, was it Catch or some restaurant?
The irony
in LA.
Is just like, this is like a, she can't catch, she can't catch a break.
She can't catch a
but
break.
She catches a hand.
Like, she does.
At Catch. What?
Yeah. And now that the footage is out, we can say exactly what happened. She's like going up and you can see that she's about to tap on the shoulder and the security sort of, you can tell, like, sees a figure coming up and without thinking much, like, swats.
Or looking.
Swats and strikes her face. The glasses fall off. And she's, like, stunned for a second. And then everyone starts shouting, like, that's Britney Spears! Which, a little iconic. But then, you know, he keeps going away and the guard. And apparently, like, in this police report, then the guard spoke to her team and, like, they had this whole thing and she filed the police report. And then the news came out and then the video came out. And the problem, besides the obvious problem of this happening, is then he did this like interview where he said that she grabbed his shoulder.
Yeah. The stories that were all coming out were all different.
Uh-huh.
And then the video came out and it was like, oh.
Yeah.
She didn't
Not
grab
only
you.
Did he, or she didn't grab you. And there really was no apology from what I can gather.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't the whole, besides the fact that like, that shouldn't have happened at all, obviously. You can see that, like, there was a split-second decision to, like, swat away somebody coming up from behind. Why wasn't the reaction immediately to be, like, sorry? Just sorry that happened.
Right. Like, objectively looking at the video.
Yes.
And especially, like, in the wake of everything that we've been talking about, I could understand a security guard just seeing a hand and being like,
yes.
No. Like, get and just instantly, as you see in the video, it's a split second. It's like
yeah.
literally a millisecond reaction, accident, total mishap. I can understand a security guard being a little tense or jumpy or overreactive now, especially mm-hmm. when phones and hands and things are flying and brie cheese and mm-hmm. friendship bracelets, etc. But it's like, okay, why are you not going to the front desk and being like, can I please send a complimentary dinner to Miss Spears? Can you please send her some flowers and a spa day on
like,
me?
Like, why was the reaction?
I'm so sorry that this happened.
Right. Like, should have immediately been an apology and like, oh my God, so sorry. Just from a human level too. Like, even if it was anybody, like, it just shouldn't have been like striking the glasses off of anybody. So it was a little much, to say the least. Especially because it was just a very casual situation.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing for her, as she said in her post. And just also, it made infinitely worse when his reaction was sort of shrugging it off and being like, she grabbed onto my shoulder or whatever he said. And then, yeah, there's sort of no apologetic
I don't even think
tone.
The tap made contact. Like, it doesn't even look like the
it
tap
doesn't look like the tap
landed.
Made contact. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. So she posted again. She said, either way, I'm still a huge fan of the NBA player. It's not his fault. His security hit me. Shit happens. But she still, you know, she called it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just wasn't handled properly at all.
No.
Poor Britney. She literally just wanted to say hi to this very tall man, take a presumably a cute photo with him, just like that really tall man when she was doing the Brintimitz promo.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be like, look how different our height is.
No one else I thought was weird about this is like, is there not a security, like inside, like Secret Service code for like famous people of like, hey, I'm with so-and-so and she wants to meet your client.
Right,
right. Can we set up like a meeting away from fans so that she can say how much she loves you? Like, I, that was the other thing that was weird to me about this was like, why wasn't like Sam or Britney security being like, hey, like Britney's over here. She wants to meet you. Like, I, just bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunate all around. Yeah. But at least, I don't know. There's no at least.
No, I'm
it's
like,
just an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
I feel sad for her. She just wanted to say hi. And well, it's, again, it's been a rough year for our faves and physical contact.
Glad that she's fine.
Glad that she's fine.
And hopefully they sent a spa package and some flowers as an apology.
Yeah, a few vanilla candles.
If he was a gentleman, he would.
Absolutely true.
But anywho, everyone just stop throwing things.
Everyone needs to stop.
And don't
throwing
make
hands
sudden movements.
And phones. No sudden movements. Stay seated in the vehicle at all times.
Just slow it down. Like, I don't know.
Slow
like,
it down. Everyone just stay home, maybe. Just
no.
Just
stay home. I don't want to live in that kind of a world. It is also like, have you noticed, especially, I don't know if it's like a New York thing, but I think it's everywhere. Everyone just feels like very jumpy and on edge.
Yeah.
Like I saw a full fight the other day break out on the subway over someone like accidentally turning and hitting someone with their backpack. Like they just weren't aware that their backpack was, I don't know. And it erupted into this like fight. Like, can we all just get along? And it's going to be a cake for everybody.
Everyone's very on edge. And I definitely think anyone in entertainment is especially on edge at the moment, given everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I actually wanted to mention somebody who stepped away from the spotlight for the past year, and now we know why. This also happened this week. In lighter news, Miss Robin of Piece of Me fame, those are her vocals in the background, everyone, just a reminder. She hasn't really done anything for the past year, and she's been very quiet on social media, hasn't posted a thing. And then all of a sudden, confirmed, that
tiny
is a
hands.
Literal mother.
Yes, that's you.
Robin is now a mom. She posted a cute photo of the Bobby, which literally looks like her face pasted onto a Bobby. My time is yours forever. That's a reference to her song, Stars Forever. Tycho is the name. So cute. What a cutie. Now, normally I would say that children are the downfall of our faves. However,
what are you saying about someday, Bob?
I'm actually really excited about what this might bring out creatively in Robin, because I do think her Swedish ray of light is coming. So I'm ready.
Wow.
Whatever,
those words
whatever
in
comes.
One sentence are, that is a statement.
I am very excited. If she is even working on anything, I have a feeling she is, but yeah, it explains why she's been away, and we desperately need her back. So congratulations to Robin. This is a literal mother. We eagerly await the return.
Is there anything on the horizon that we know about with Robin music-wise? Like, has she teased anything?
She hasn't. I've heard rumblings.
Oh,
I've heard that
miss,
she's been working
little
on
miss
things.
Insider.
Paid off insider. Complicit information is that
dancing
she
on
has
her
been
own.
Dancing on her own. And Charlie XCX has said that she's been in the studio with Robin. So.
Oh, right. That tweet.
Yes. So something's coming.
I would like to see it.
I would like to see it and even hear it. Well, before Britney, there was another breaking pop culture news story that took the world by storm.
The other thing too about this week was like, it was July 4th, but the news cycle just didn't slow down.
It didn't.
Arguably,
that's okay,
it got
because
more chaotic.
I think as a society, we all agreed that especially post the Supreme Court's 1-2-3 punch of shitty rulings, that we were like, we are not celebrating her birthday this year.
Yeah, no, she
absolutely
gets,
not.
She gets no gifts and
no gifts.
Candles on her cake.
Mother Nature was like, rain on me. I am not giving you fireworks. Half the time, there was like on and off torrential rains in the metro area.
Literally. And then she cranked up the heat.
Yeah, she did. She's mad. Now, instead, we've had to deal with some headlines. And I mean,
this one is okay. So Kyle Richards and Mauricio have separated after 27 years of marriage.
And I think the world owes an apology to Alison Dubois.
Know that. This story, honestly, I feel, because you fell off of Housewives.
But this story is so vintage that this is when I was still a viewer.
Mm-hmm. This is Dinner Party from Hell.
This is classic Housewives. Yeah. Know that. Yeah, this truly, first of all, there have been rumors and rumblings for quite a while now.
Yeah, and people are also going back through the show and pulling clips of like comments that people have made to her. Like there's one clip of Brandy and Kim, and Kyle's like, "You're not wanted here." And Brandy's like, "You're not either. Ask your husband." And walks away. Like, so people are going through and combing through the show to find moments.
Evidence.
Yeah.
They're gaga on the White House grounds looking for evidence of the insurrection.
Literally.
They're combing through with a magnifying glass. The news surprised me, but then didn't, considering all of the rumors. Like, usually this, where there's smoke, there's fire with these sorts of things. And obviously, it was getting louder around them. So I guess it wasn't surprising in that sense. But, you know, 27 years is quite a long time.
Yeah.
And
wish I could say that was older. I almost was like, oh my God, wow, that's like almost as old as me. And then I was like, oh, wait.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah. But what's crazy about this is it broke in People, which normally with House, and Dave Quinn is on this one. Shout out to Dave Quinn. Dave Quinn mm-hmm. is like the reporter to the Bravo universe.
Yes. Yep.
We are not getting misinformation with Dave Quinn. So that's another thing that I think rattled people, was like, oh, this is someone in the know.
Yeah. Oh, it was official from the jump.
Oh, the website also has, as I just pulled it up, a gigantic Once Upon a One More Time ad at the top.
Oh, well.
You can listen to my review on Patreon.
Yes, you can.
But yeah, it says that they've been separated for a while now.
Yeah, they sure have.
The gag of this, though, is that rumblings are that Kyle is allegedly possibly dating that country music singer.
Yes, who I keep calling Morgan Wallen, which is a man, but it's Morgan something else.
Oh, I keep calling her Morgan Page.
which is also a man.
King of EDM pop.
Yeah, so it's either racist problematic country singer or king of EDM pop.
Or both.
Or both. So she's dating Morgan Wallenista.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, everyone's saying that she's a lesbian.
Which...
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Okay.
Which I honestly, okay, first off, I just want to say.
I will stand a bit on that one.
I just want to say, so if you did not know, I used to work at Watch What Happens Live. I was there for multiple years. I have met probably 85% of the Housewives. Kyle Richards is in my top tier of like, if I had to sort, you know, like people do those rankings where it's like A, B, C, D, E, F, G or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how low it goes.
F.
Yeah. Oh, that would make sense, like grades.
Right.
Wow. Okay, so Kyle Richards would go in my A tier, which is the top tier. She's cool. She's funny. She has a good sense of humor. She's down to hang. I've seen her do splits at a Christmas party. Like, she is fun, and she's nice, and she's cool. So I'm kind of here for, like, a Kyle Richards sance.
A lesbian era would be really iconic. It. Yeah.
If Kyle Richards wants to drop into a split and lick a twat, I stan. I stan with consent.
And that is the exact information that Alison Dubois was withholding because she didn't want to shock the girls too much. But she knew when she was smoking that e-cig.
Yeah.
She knew.
Well, I feel bad for this because I contributed to this discourse of pulling old clips, but I went and watched the Dinner Party from Hell back, and mm-hmm. Alison Dubois also says, first she says, like, oh, you've been married twice, so if she's accurate, then Kyle won't get married again. But she also says, I need you to bring the walls down for females in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, did she clock it back then?
She clocked the walls.
I need the producers to go through those mics from the dinner
party.
We need
the cameras up on Alison Dubois immediately. We need an hour sit down with Andy Cohen. What did you know? How long have you known?
Oh my God. Bring her out at the reunion.
Uh-huh.
I also want to know if she did any other readings.
Oh, I'm sure the girls are shaking now.
Because the only ones on the episode were LVP and Kyle. So I don't know.
The unaired ones. I know everyone's shaking.
Oh, it's,
yeah, it's
truly
a huge
wild.
victory for her business. Yeah, this actually, I mean, I'm not, obviously this is sad for the parties involved, or maybe it's not, but this also brought me a great deal of nostalgia to the time that I was very tuned in to the Housewives, and even I could get on board this storyline.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, we're not rooting for anyone, obviously, ever to like go through a divorce or a broken relationship or heartbreak. I mean, hello, you guys have seen what our faves have dealt with men and divorce and heartbreak. It's given us some of the best albums, but I also feel like life is short. So if the two of them after 3 decades were like, hey, this isn't working, let's go live our life. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it can be a celebration.
Right. That's what I'm saying is like, I celebrate someone wanting to like live their best life. However it is, if you're not hurting anyone, go live your fucking life, drop into a split, whip your ponytail.
It's okay that you're gay and a little feminine. Yeah.
Like, it's true. Like, I think people should just be able to live their life and whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I support that 100%.
Be you.
Be who you are.
Yeah. We are who we are. Hot and lesbian.
Well, we'll have to see. Somebody definitely has a storyline for next season, that's for sure.
Well, that's the other thing too, is they wrapped filming. So this is, she gets another season after this.
She was planning ahead. Yeah, yeah. That's very smart. So we'll all be watching to see for signs of the downfall with this new season. That's what everyone will be clued into.
Oh my God.
What a crazy time.
Maybe she'll hook up with Denise Richards next.
Sure hope so.
That would be iconic.
Is Denise full-time or friend of?
I don't know if she's involved in the new stuff.
I think she is.
Ooh.
She filmed at least some.
Oh my God.
Just in time.
And Lisa Rinna's out now though.
I know.
Oh my God. Let's talk about the husband.
Let's talk about the wife.
Mention it all.
Find out. Yep.
Whatever. I like her. I'm here for it.
Keep on serving Kvant.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Keep on. Anyway.
Boom.
Even Madonna's doing it. Okay. Oh my God. The Sonia and Luann show drops. Well, people are going to have already seen it by the time they're listening to us now.
Oh yeah.
But I have been, my insider exclusive tea, I have been told that it's really fucking funny.
No surprise there.
Yeah. So we'll see. The New York ladies have dabbled with one another, I think, haven't they?
I'm sure they've explored each other's bodies.
Anyway.
Well, you know, there's no easy pivot to this, but.
No. Well, we see this. Yeah.
Speaking of marriages and divorce.
I was trying to make this like a Housewives tagline. While some people are getting divorced, other people are celebrating their happy new marriages. Stupid. People know that I'm not being mean, right?
Yes.
Okay. I really, like, I'm not trying to be mean. So, let's just pivot to this.
It's time for a segment.
No, just fucking
we call. Like to call.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so high fashion editorial of the week. Honestly, I have to say of the year, I think.
Oh, wow. High praise.
You are Beyonce. Jay-Z's mom got married this past weekend.
Oh my God, this is the perfect transition.
What?
To her longtime partner, Roxanne. Jay-Z's mother.
Is a lesbian?
Lesbian.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love that even more.
Attending the nuptials of Jay-Z's mother and her long-term girlfriend, Roxanne Wilshire.
Oh my God. Gagged.
We had a perfect transition there. We didn't even realize from one lesbian to another. Alleged lesbian.
Can you say that?
From one alleged lesbian to one confirmed.
Yeah, okay. Better.
Yes, we had the nuptials of Jay-Z's mom, where Beyonce obviously attended. She wore what Elle describes as a peachy-toned corseted dress, complete with a nude feather bolero. And it's a look.
I just, like, she is Beyonce.
The woman that you are. But, thank like, you.
Every single outfit that she has worn, which have been a lot, because I feel like there's 10 a day, is a slay. Like, even when you are the guest of honor at someone else's wedding, you are Beyonce. Like, there was also that other party in Montauk or whatever. I'm just like, you are flawless.
Reference.
Yeah.
I know. Especially, there was that video going viral of her face close up for Alien Superstar, where she looks too.
On TikTok?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just stunning.
I also want to give a shout out to the second lead vocalist, Kelly Rowe Legend, driving Miss Tina in that little car and also serving, but like that little, that vintage car that they had, little convertible. Like that was a sleigh.
Absolutely. It was a high fashion event.
Yeah. Like rich.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you see that TikTok that was analyzing everyone's watches?
I did.
That was worn.
But that was another event, I think. Unless it was for that one too. There's a guy who does all the watch analysis for like every event.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up with all of the billionaires and their parties this weekend.
There was like one party where everyone wore white, right? That was the one with the analysis of the watches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the most star-studded, extravagant event.
I don't understand watches.
I don't either.
Like, it just seems like such a waste of money.
I can see them as fashion pieces, but I could not bother to give a fuck.
No, like $1 million for a piece of metal around your wrist that tells you what time it is when you could just look up at the sun for free. Like,
yeah, just be a sundial.
I mean, hello, like, it's bizarre.
I would rather I spend on rings and bracelets before a watch. I know that they do look nice with like a suit for a wedding or something, but
I never noticed them.
I never need to be classy.
No,
there's never a need.
Maybe that says more about me than it does about...
It might, actually.
I'm like, I don't get it. I would rather invest in a trip.
Here come the DMs about finance?
Oh.
A trip, yeah. Memories, moments.
An experience.
Yeah.
Is what I would invest in.
As well, speaking of Kelly and Beyonce, I should also say, Michelle, this is not high fashion, but it is an interview. Michelle did an interview on the Terrell show, a YouTube series, and she did just say, you know, she's quite positive that should we and want to do another album, speaking of Destiny's Child, I know the door is open for us to do that. If it was up to me, we'd be flip-flopping. Group solo, she said. I'm just saying, I feel like the flip-flop is still available and ready to do. Should the Renaissance Act 2 and 3 involve them, as we hope and speculate?
So I think it might.
Would love that.
We talked about it years ago.
We're only on Act 1 still.
Yeah. And like Act 1 needs to wrap. She needs to finish the stadium tour. Yep. Close that chapter. We still have to get visuals for it. But I could see one of the Act 2 or 3 being Destiny reunited.
I'm going to act an absolute fool when that happens. They truly were what, besides Spice Girls, like that was one of my first loves, first girl group loves. And that will be incredible. So when and if
I could see it
and
happening.
If they would like to invite the original girls back too, that would be fun.
It would be.
LaToya, LaTavia, hell, bring in Farrah.
They should, at least for one song.
Farrah comes on stage with her luggage that Beyonce told her to pack and go quickly leave.
Oh
with.
My God. They could reference that in a lyric. That would be funny.
Mm-hmm. But in any case, well, that was definitely a high fashion moment. You know who else was serving? The Furtado Sauce is continued to be in full effect.
And it's just starting.
She's just getting started, y'all. It's Nelly Furtado for Vogue.
Now, my only gripe with this is that it was hidden. And, like, she didn't get the cover of Vogue.
No.
But she did get a feature. And it's a photo. But
yeah,
the details that we got in this interview, there's a lot of new info.
Basically, she's been working at this for a while, and she's ready to return to us.
Yeah, so she has said that there is a new album that is coming. Mm-hmm. She played the interviewer new tracks. She also, which this really made me like her even more, she talked about how she found out Dom Dalla by looking at a flyer for an event that she was booked in, looked him up on Apple Music, really liked his stuff, and then reached out to his team about getting beats, and that Dom Dalla sent her the beat of what is now Eat Your Man, and they just like organically made it together. And I'm like, wait, she is an EDM girly. Like, and she said it in the interview too. She's like, I started out electronic, and I'm like, oh, my kind of girl.
She literally spoke your magical words.
Yeah. And so she really, like, it seems like we're going to get a Kavant Furtado Sans here.
Yeah. And she had like a 2-hour convo with Timbaland.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're concocting something again. Timbaland's having a moment as well. He also did that remix of, he did
Madison Beer.
Madison Beer. Beer cans. Oh, God. Rise Up. Which sparked the question, like, why hasn't Timbaland been doing remixes still forever? Like, why is this? I couldn't believe that it was a Timbaland remix, first of all. And then I was like, wait, this hasn't been happening, because I checked the wiki. It's not like I've missed all these Timbaland remixes. He just hasn't been doing it. So I'm glad he's back. And the sound is like entirely like what people want to hear right now. So, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't really had to. Like, he's
no, of course
massively
not.
Like, what's that lyric he says where he's like, I get a couple mil for my beats, you get a couple grand or whatever. It's like, spilled.
Spilled a bit.
Yeah.
Well, also, it was, it's Paris Fashion Couture Week. Shout out to Shakira for wearing the no outfit at Victor and Rolf. Loved this. It just says no in really big letters across her chest.
Couture.
Couture.
See, it is Fashion Week again. Wasn't I just saying, like, is it Fashion Week?
You were
week?
Saying.
And it's like, no. And I'm like, it's always Fashion Week somewhere.
It must be Fashion Week somewhere. It is.
Well, it's Fashion Week every week on this podcast.
That's so true.
Take that, Milan. I could not even tell you where Milan is on a map. I should probably cut that out. Like,
do you know which country?
I'm going to guess France.
Well, I'll just let that sit there. I think we should.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Do you want me to answer? Yeah, or well, do you want to just like let it,
is it not?
Linger? No. Milan is in Italy.
Oh.
Close enough.
Where Lady Gaga's from?
Yes. Exactly.
Attenzione, pickpocket.
Pickpocket. I mentioned it and now it's everywhere. I'm telling you, Italian pickpocket talk.
There is a remix now.
Yeah, I know there is.
We're jumping ahead of ourselves.
We are. We'll get to it. Well, we can't help that there's been a lot on social media this past week.
No, because there's like now new apps and everything.
There are. There's one for true lovers of fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a high fashion.
It's like, oh, the way that I tried to thread this doc together, I was fighting for my life.
Threaded the needle.
Could not tell you where Milan is on a map, but I can put together references that make no sense together.
And you can thread the needle because Threads is here, everyone. And we do a deep dive into Threads on the after show, which we encourage you to listen to after the show.
We do. But there is one shout out to a legend who I don't believe the intention was to reference her, but I'm going to pretend like it was. So
yeah, I like that this was what came to mind for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So welcome to my brain, everyone. So the Twitter CEO, who I thought was Elon Musk, but apparently is someone named Linda.
She's new here.
Yeah. She made a statement about Threads and said, quote, "We're often imitated, but the Twitter community can never be duplicated." And I was like, oh my God, Xena's impact, quoting Bionic yet again, ahead of its time. Many times imitated can't be, like, literally, she said Bionic. That's how I took it.
I cannot believe that that's what came to mind. And yet I can.
Yeah.
Very ahead of its time.
I'm waiting for her to like tweet out a link to Underappreciated.
Soar as the Twitter bird flies away to hell.
Yeah. So that's that was just something funny that I wanted to call out. But Twitter is not Twitter's not entirely dead yet.
She's not dead, just floating.
Oh, Bob.
But you know what is dead? is the chicken that made the chicken dead.
Yes, everyone.
We have what I would think is our demon twink of the year.
Yes. And that would be a compliment to this person to say
that.
It
would be. Yes.
Yes, everyone. We are discussing Chicken Tendergate that erupted on Fire Island this past week.
There's usually an outbreak of something on Fire Island. And this week, it's Chicken Tendergate.
And I am loving every second of it.
You know, certain scandals only hit locally, but I do think Chicken Tendergate did make global waves.
It did. There are 32 million views on this tweet, which I don't know if that's accurate, but I think
who knows
it
with
might be kind of close. There are 31.9 million views, 12,500 quote retweets, 1,500 bookmarks, 7,000 likes. Okay, so Fire Island is an island off of another island, Long Island. And it's a place where gays go to vacation and do things and each other.
Yeah, mostly that.
In short, there's actually like someone listening is going to like wring my neck. There's like a lot of history. It's like very important. I know. I get it.
Yeah. Watch Fire Island. Yeah. On Hulu.
Troy went.
Not Sivan.
No. Although that would have been iconic. Could you imagine it?
It would be.
Yeah. Tweeted an update from his house on Fire Island and said, three paragraphs to yell at me over one singular chicken finger at 6 a.m. I can't make this shit up. Laugh my fucking ass off. And he posted a screenshot of his text that he got from, I'm assuming it's his roommate or housemate. And the roommate said, and I don't know who the roommate is, but I did ask Troy if I could talk about this on the podcast. And he was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. So
this is true insider tea.
Yeah. So the roommate said, I don't want to make a big deal about this, but I don't appreciate you guys eating my food that I kept specifically in my room so that it wouldn't be eaten. Please replace my chicken tenders that I got from the canteen that were eaten. I won't mention this to anyone else because it's not necessary. I expected to eat them after being out, and now I can't.
And this is all it took to brand him as chicken tenders gay.
Yep.
He was approached, accosted.
Yes, there was a
kicked out of parties for being the tender taker.
There was a follow-up tweet that allegedly he almost got jumped.
Yep.
And now some people were replying to this and saying, file this under things that did not happen. However,
oh, I think it happened.
I will say, I used to be a Fire Island gay back in my early 20s. I'm not that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen fights over things that are not like this. I will just
we
say
saw
that.
The fight that just happened this week too.
Yeah. Oh, there was literally another fight that happened.
There was a tussle.
Yeah. So I do believe that there may have been a jumping over the chicken tender gate.
I do. I do think that unfortunately, not unfortunately, pretty definitively in the wrong for this.
Oh, 1000% Troy is completely in the wrong for
you
this
took
behavior.
The tender, you must pay the consequences. Yes.
But I think what makes this so funny is if you've been on Fire Island before, we should go next summer, honestly.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we should go next summer. We should get a house. Oh my God, we should have a party. We have to get a pool though.
Well, obviously.
We'll have fun. Fire Island gets a bad rep for like stuff like this, I think, but
stuff like this.
Yeah. So the thing is, if you go on Fire Island, you're on an island. So if you get home, yeah, concept there. If you get home at 4 in the morning and you're hungry, you can't just walk down the street like you can in the city and go to a bodega that's open 24 hours and get a bacon, egg, and cheese at 5 in the morning. You're stuck to, like, whatever's in your fridge. So this is like a horror movie, honestly, to get home at 6 in the morning and you are, like, you know that there's chicken
you're
tenders.
You're ready for the tenders. You're thinking about the club. You're just like, when I get home and have my tenders.
And then you get there and the tin foil is empty.
Oh, horror. It would be physical violence.
Horror.
But I would be raging. Like,
him exposing himself, I think, is why this is so funny. Because
it's so funny to, like, proudly proclaim yourself as the taker of the tenders.
Especially when your roommate's like, I'm not going to say anything. Just replace my chicken tenders.
Yeah, literally, he was so reasonable about it, too.
It's so reasonable. Oh, man.
Just discreetly replace the tenders.
Right. But he screenshot it, blew it up on Twitter, and totally exposed himself. And
now he has a reputation that will haunt him.
Yeah, so he proceeded to walk around Fire Island, go to parties, holding a chicken tender, dancing with a chicken tender.
Yep, yeah, yeah.
Allegedly got banned from one party because someone said that they don't do Twitter drama there. I need Bowen Yang and Joel Kim Booster to be adding this to Fire Island 2.
Uh-huh.
Matt Rogers is going to get home from the club at 5 in the morning and find his chicken tenders gone. Like, I see it. This needs to be in Glamorous season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Truly unhinged.
Unhinged. I would say there's a lesson here, but there's not. I guess just...
I mean, don't steal shit out of your roommate's room.
And then double down by laughing about it on the internet.
Yeah. But it is also just funny because, like, it's a chicken tender.
I think we can add this to the hands to yourself general theme of this episode and 2023. Keep your fucking hands to yourself, your phones, and if you didn't buy your tenders, ask first.
Yeah. They're not yours.
Consent.
Go down to the canteen and get your own.
Yeah.
They are really good, too.
Ugh, a tender at night.
Ugh.
Come on now. A diner after you've been out all night, a tender.
They don't have that there on Fire Island.
That's why. It's like the horror of imagining a diner-esque tender
literally
waiting for you in your home. It's the only thing that's holding you together is the hope of that tender. Well, I hope that he is shamed and flogged for the rest of his life to pay for this.
Oh, he loves it. That's the other funny part.
That's the other thing.
It's very like
the photo shoots with the tender.
Yeah, it's very villain energy.
Yeah, she'd be great for Housewives.
Oh, that's the other thing too, is like Fire Island is literally like Real Housewives drama like this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to go.
Well,
if one of you bitches stole my chicken tenders in the middle of the night, oh, I would be so mad.
It would be a 30 Instagram story video long rant of you marching around the island, knocking door to door, playing Stranger in My House on your phone, raging in, demanding where your tenders are.
Actually, no, that wouldn't happen because when I went the last time, my room was loaded with snacks because I'm a snack house. So, like, I was prepared.
That's the way you should be, honestly. You can't run into this situation where you're relying on a tender.
Yeah, no.
Well, I hope everybody learns from this. How the tenders have turned.
Oh, my God. Now I want chicken tenders.
Me too. I'm literally thinking about getting tenders after this now.
Same, actually.
Well,
I want to go to Stickies.
Make sure
sponsored.
When you buy 6 or 12 of them that the correct amount actually comes, because you don't know whose sticky fingers have been in your tenders at this point.
Stickies is so good. Not sponsored, but like if you want to.
Yeah, Stickies, sponsor us.
Yeah, concept. Don't steal people's things. Don't go into your roommate's room when mm-hmm. you're not supposed to do that. Don't throw your phones at your faves. What else?
Yeah. Just be a decent person.
Or don't, so we can laugh about it.
Yeah, or give us content for the pod, I guess.
I know. I'm like, part of me wishes I was a demon twink.
Well, you could be.
I could be. That's the thing.
It's in you.
It is in me, but like for entertainment purposes only.
Every now and then, you can tap into that inner demon twink.
Yeah.
I don't know what would provoke it, but when that beast is rattled, she'll come out.
Let's get a house next summer.
Okay.
back in my day, there wasn't even cell service, so you couldn't even be taking the Instagram stories at the parties. So,
oh, see, that's probably why I never went.
Honestly. No, it's great. Anywho, speaking of the apps, shall we have a little bit of TikTok talk?
Yeah, we've got some talks to tick. I don't know if you saw this one, but...
Oh, I did. She's serving.
Something's going on in London. She's serving big time. You know, there is a Maybelline campaign happening in London right now.
Not sponsored.
We're not sponsored, but if you'd like to send us a giant Cavanti lash, I would gladly accept it. Basically, they're on the tube and the double-decker buses, they've added a giant eyelash. And above it, there's a giant tube of their mascara.
It's so funny and so smart.
And when it drives past the brush, it gets a coating of the mascara. Well, it's like it gets a coating. It's very Cavanti. She's really serving.
The Michaela bus line, basically.
Oh, the Michaela bus line. Oh, happy wedding to Michaela.
Oh, yeah, that happened too.
Yeah, that was also a big event on social media and everyone's theories about the influencers going.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a big TikTok event. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, it's just a SponCon event. Guess what? If Maybelline or Elf wants to pay me $3 million to have their name plastered all over my wedding and I get to have the nicest flowers and whatever, I'm going to do it.
Honestly, yeah.
Because weddings are like stupid as fuck anyway. I'm so sorry to all of you who are married.
Oh, literally someone's like driving to a wedding right now. Yeah. And they're like staring at each other in the car and they're like, oh.
I cannot. I literally went to a wedding last weekend. I can't for the life of me, in my heart, like I'd rather spend the money on the experience, on the trip, on the whatever, than the event. So I just don't. I've always been confused by it. But anyway.
I've already said what I want my wedding to be. I think everyone knows.
Well, if I'm going to have one, it's going to be a giant, like, gothic church with, like, black roses and stuff. But that's neither here nor there. That'll be the first wedding that I get out of the way. Anyway, you know what? Also, like, do a $3 million or however much this was SponCon wedding and then have a real one with your friends and family after for like, way cheaper.
Maybe they did.
They very likely did. Like, yeah, I would do this massive event that's going to be plastered everywhere if you're an influencer. Of course, that makes sense.
Yeah, they foot the check.
Click, please. Like, everyone's just mad and jealous, honestly.
Isn't that story of life?
Anyway, I don't know how we've gone off the rockers with Kim Kardashian. But...
Hey, everyone. Welcome to my wedding, sponsored by Sticky's Chicken Tenders. Open bar. Don't worry about stealing them. Honestly, like,
oh my god, I would actually, that would be beautiful. My wedding sponsored by Mochi Nut.
Literally.
The giant like altar is just like a giant mochi donut dome around us. Oh, I see it.
We're so excited to celebrate this couple that is truly in love, sponsored by Truly. Like, there's so many ridiculous things that I would absolutely do.
With a love so tender, it really gives me wings.
Ooh, it's so cheesy.
Mm. Oh, God. Get us out of here.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I feel like everything in London is, like, smarter. All the ads.
Yeah, the ads are very funny. Very witty. Speaking of... people with English accents who are doing advertising, actually.
But, like, accidental.
Yes.
If I could do one of your songs, Charlie, which one would it be? She literally went vroom vroom.
Charlie XCX did vroom vroom promo for Speed Drive from Barbie the album with a TikTok, which he used the Bratz filter for.
Honestly, this Bratz could not have asked for better promo.
That is so funny.
Also made me think, like, why didn't Barbie make a filter that is like the Barbie dream car?
Well, they were busy spending literally $100 million on other thing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how many things they've created and done. It's insane. There's like Barbie shoes coming out. There's like, oh my God, there's so many products I can't even think of right now, but you can see all of it launching right now. And the press tour continues to be an absolute delight. I don't even care if the movie sucks at this point. Like, props to them.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Really is.
Oh my God, I have to confess something, and I don't know if I'll include this or if I'll cut it out or not.
Oh my God.
So I was today years old when I learned this entire, okay, oh no. So this entire time, I thought that Margot Robbie was the girl who played that cheerleader and Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh,
Jamie Presley. So the entire time I'm like, oh my God, wow, like what a glow up. I remember her in the teen movie. Like, not, I'm not so what a excited. Glow up. Like, I'm so excited to see her like thriving after that role. Like, I loved her in that movie. It was so good, so funny. And then I like Googled it and I was like, oh. Yeah.
That is incredible. You know what?
I'm not wondering my knowledge about Hollywood.
Everything.
That's it.
You know what, though? If I look at pictures of Jamie Presley, I can see that. I can see where you'd think that.
Thank you. Thank you for defending me.
I mean, it's insane, but I still, I can see it.
Yeah.
Well, not to get off the Charlie train, or rather the Bratsmobile, but she also had some activity on social media that my jaw dropped when I saw who she was clapping back at. Grab your cuckoos, everyone. Because Charlie XCX and Drag Race alum Cynthia Lee Fontaine had a heated exchange after Charlie shared her opinion on Kim Petras's position as a pop star, with Charlie telling Cynthia Lee Fontaine, don't try with your fuck shit with me.
Literally, what the fuck was this? It reminds me, okay, bringing this back to our dinner party from Hell convo.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when, like, Kyle is feuding with Alison Dubois and Camille, and then all of a sudden Kim and Taylor, she's like, why don't you just go blow up your lips some more? And it's like totally random, and then
it's completely random,
they just start screaming at each other from across the table.
That, what does that have to do with that?
Literally, like, that Taylor Armstrong and Kim Richards fighting at the dinner party from Hell is very Charlie XCX and Cynthia Lee Fontaine just randomly in the middle of July 4th weekend. Yeah. When chicken tenders are being stolen, Britney is getting whacked in the face. Like,
And you've got battling over, by the way, even more like absurd, like not even about either of them, but Kim Petras, yeah, who's uninvolved in any of this. great promo for Kim, I'll say.
Yeah.
That was an unexpected win for her.
This truly was just like, enough.
Yeah, when you add up all of the events of the week, we are not a well people. We're not good.
These are not the ladies doing well.
these are not ladies who lunch. No. They are fighting.
I'm going to be like Camille and turn the sprinklers on as everyone's leaving the house. Remember that?
You really need to, yeah.
You need to just cool everything down and just crank those sprinklers up.
It's too hot and I need some air.
Or get a little wet, as you know, Queen of would say.
Who is newly engaged. Oh, what? Not Ina. When we talk about wet, I thought you were talking about Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, I was. She's engaged?
Yes, engaged.
What, like this past week?
Mm-hmm.
What? What is going on?
Well,
can
some people...
just, like, stop?
Yeah, she she put her hand out and she surprisingly didn't smack anyone. She got a ring on it.
Oh. 51%.
Yes. she got engaged to her hot man Tom Evans, who is a man that's often shirtless, and I think he's a former rugby or some sport.
He likes to tussle.
So what other calamities occurred? I think now, maybe to cool things down a bit, we should get in some cool bops.
Oh well. Don't stay cool for too long, because this beat is hot. Just as hot as it is fucking outside right now.
Yeah, I'm scorching. All right, I think it's time for some new music of the week.
Yeah.
Starting with you.
Oh my God, you guys have another bop out. Yeah.
New remix alert.
Oh my God, new remix alert.
And it is hot.
I honestly feel like I snapped a little bit.
You did. It was the heat that got to you.
Yeah.
The fever.
Truly, so I remixed my favorite Janet song, which is All Night, Don't Stop. Like, 2004 anthem, one of my favorite music videos, like ever. It's just, it's very like, I don't know, good. And I had this idea, and I kind of started this with Rihanna, and I feel like a Walmart version of Kygo, but like I really ate this one. You know how he was like doing,
you did,
he was doing like Whitney and then did Hot Stuff and like taking these classic songs of legends and then turning them into tropical house bops.
Yep.
So I was like, oh my God, well, what if I did that with like my faves of the early O's, but yep, like tech house gay. And so that's, yep, what I'm trying to do. And I feel like I'm now start, it's slowly coming together. And I feel like I ate,
I
this
think
up,
it's a hot remix. Yes. I highly encourage everyone to check it out. It's on all, well, nope, it's on Spotify.
It's on,
nope,
SoundCloud and,
it's
YouTube,
on SoundCloud,
because I am bootleg unofficial.
For now.
For now. For now. But, oh my God, I'm really proud of this one. Like, I feel like I told, because the thing is, Janet is like untouchable because she's such a legend. And I'm like, who am I?
Whomst.
Who do I think I am to like redo a classic? And I feel like I really transformed, like, I feel like I completely transformed it.
You did. It's a very cool flip. And I think the girls are loving it. Ah! I think they're eating it up.
Oh my God. I'm like, okay. So I also, sorry, I feel like this is like all about me right now. And it's making me, I'm sweating even more than I am because it's hot.
Well, you're ill.
I also was like, I felt really good about this one and I wanted to do something that would get it attention. So I made the probably the most deranged video edit that I've ever made in my life.
Oh, you did.
I could dance all night, like Don't Stop, Don't Stop. So I was like, I want to put all the girls together, get the whole crew together, put them in one video dancing and post it on TikTok and see if it goes viral for just like the derangedness of it. And mm-hmm, then people will be like, oh my God, what is this bop? And then they'll like go and look it up and then maybe it will like, I don't know. That was the intention.
Well, I think you did the damn thing and I'm excited for people to hear it. Go listen to the T. Kyle remix of All Night, Don't Stop, Don't Stop.
Yeah, or just save the meme video and like add more people to it. Cause,
oh yeah, that too.
Yeah. I have another one in the works too, like a deranged dancing edit.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of the girls that didn't make it to this shoot, but they will be on the next video. It's all a strategy.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry. And well, enough about me, but like...
Still about you.
Last recommendation, literally the only new song I listened to this week was the John Summit remix of Cascade and Deadmau5's I Remember, which is one of the greatest EDM songs of all time and is now even better because it has a remix. So I'm going to...
Yes, a Cascade classic.
I'm going to hand back my gay card, I feel.
No, at least Strobe Light Seduction is...
Right?
That album.
Yeah.
It was a quieter New Music Friday for sure. You know it. Thank when God. You see the remixes, you know, take over the bulk of the playlist for the release radar. I'll shout out, there is a new old remix of Cher's Paradise Is Here that came out. She's re-releasing her albums, it looks like, or at least starting to. They're digitalizing and doing the
smart,
doing that thing. Yeah, so It's a Man's World is coming. Cher's album from 1995 is coming out in like deluxe form. So they're starting to roll out those remixes. Shouting out the latest Kylie Padam Padam by Absolute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that one's good. Definitely I like the beat. And then shout out to a group that I've loved for like a decade. They're called Say Lulu. They have a song out called You're the One. It is a cover of a lesser-known Kate Bush song, and it's very lovely. If you're into, like, mellow, forlorn, Scandi pop sort of vibes, that's their deal. So, Say Lulu, that's their name. And, there's also a remix of Wham's Club Tropicana, the Balearic Breeze remix.
Oh.
Which is also a bop. Yeah, but it was a remixy week. I think a lot of people knew that with the holiday that people weren't going to have all their attention on the releases.
Well,
except for,
yeah, I mean,
one name
indie artist
that
just swept in there,
scared everybody off from releasing. Miss Taylor Swift is here with Speak Now, Taylor's version, including features from Fall Out Boy and Paramore's Hayley Williams. And then she brought out Joey King and Taylor Lautner on stage on the Eras Tour to debut her new music video, which is like a heist video that features the two breaking Taylor out of the vault. It's clever. There's a lot of, like, obviously Easter eggs and references to that era and everything Taylor is. And there's an Easter egg at the end that seems to suggest she's driving to... Did you see that one? There's a stop sign or a sign above the in traffic, and it says 1989 TV.
Oh my God, finally!
So she's heading there.
Literally, speak now. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I don't give a shit. Like, I literally probably never going to listen to this version. But
no,
when 1989 Taylor's version comes out, I'm going to be so swifty. So get ready. But everything else, I don't care. Sorry.
Basically. And I mean, I'm excited to hear what the vault tracks are from 1989, because who knows
bop,
what she's got.
Bop, bop, bop,
who knows
bop,
if
bop, bop, bop.
Maybe Imogen collaborated, honestly, again.
Oh my God. I would love, I'm not trying to like diss Taylor, but like, I would love to hear Imogen do.
Just Imogen's version.
Well, no, like even if it was like a demo, like a demo of Imogen or the two of them yeah. together. Or like a trance remix of it.
What an interesting idea from you. I would never expect you to suggest that.
But yeah, like I just love anything Imogen does. So like I'm excited to see what is unearthed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'll definitely be a little while from now. Obviously, this one just kicked off, but.
Oh, like next
she
year.
She only got a few left. So, oh, I don't know.
It'll probably be, I would imagine it will be next year.
I think a November, December is still possible.
Oh my God, like that soon?
I think so.
Back to December. Oh my God.
There you go.
Wow.
I don't see why not. She's going to be bored though in this, like she's doing this tour through 2024. So she might. She keeps going to Electric Lady Studios in New York.
Yeah.
Also. So it's possible that, that she's doing
is she
that.
Going electronic?
Is she going electronic?
Yeah. Wow. Is this going to go number one?
Yeah, oh, easily. This will be like a big deal again. And everyone cleared their release schedule, so she has no competition right now either. This will be another big one for her. I have seen Swifties say that they don't love this one as much, the re-recording. I don't know if it's just the side of TikTok I'm on, but I've seen some people say, well, first of all, she changed the lyric to that one song. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't think I could name one song on Speak Now.
Iconic. Well, she has a song called Better Than Revenge.
Haven't heard it.
The original lyric. The original lyric was she's better known. She's talking about this girl, which is rumored to be about
Sally
Joe
Sue.
Jonas's ex. This is like Joe Jonas territory.
Oh.
Rumored to be about Camilla Bell. She says she's better known for the thing she does on a mattress.
Oh, wait, I do know that song. Oh my God. Wait, this was like yeah, okay, now I'm remembering.
That was relatable for you to...
They sang on the Jonas Brothers song, and they were like, and yes. All the tears on her guitar. And I was like, oh, ate her up.
Ate her up. So she changed that lyric because some people have said over the years that it is slut-shamey and misogynistic. And a lot of people are really upset because they wanted her to stay slut-shamey and misogynistic. And... I personally...
Who cares if you're better known for the things that you do on the mattress? Isn't that iconic?
Honestly, that's a slay. Like,
literally.
But I think I would also be... She changed it to, like, he was moth to a flame. Something else. Something unrelated. It was about him. I think I would be pissed if my fave changed a lyric of a song that I loved.
Right. Like, it's like muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, why did this change?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an example of like a problematic smash from a fave that I love. I don't know. Katy Perry's entire early discography. So I understand people being upset about it, but I also think that, you know, she's allowed because it is her own music, but come on, who doesn't like a hint of immature? It's also like representative of how she felt in that moment. It doesn't have to be the right thing.
Right. And now
you don't
it makes
have to
sense
be 100% correct.
Because wasn't she saying like her new stuff? She like isn't writing from personal experience anymore because she's sick of people like,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
extrapolating from her life. And she also gave like many warnings to please not kill John Mayer, as this is the album about that relationship. going down.
Oh.
So she was like, please don't harm this man, basically. Because you know the Swifties, they're passionate people.
They are.
They sure are. And they will throw their friendship bracelet right in your eye. But yeah, so that was definitely this week's big moment. And we do have something coming soon. A few things. There's, first of all, a collaboration between Calvin Harris and Sam Smith once again.
Bop.
This time called Desire. Well, that's coming, and so is actually somebody who had a chart showdown, well, an album release showdown with Taylor last year. Miss Carly Rae Jepsen put out The Loneliest Time at the same time as Midnight's, and now she outsold. Just announced, yeah, she did outsell. Side B of that album, The Loveliest Time, is coming in August, which I think is a clever flip on that title and is very cute. And I'm excited for just a whole brand new Carly album because she keeps writing 500 songs per album. So she's got plenty for a side B and side C.
I love that she keeps concepts.
She does.
Like, she's feeding. Eras, there's, yeah.
It's a concept. Well, that was an action-packed July 4th week with plenty of inappropriate behavior. And really, that's just been the theme underlying this whole week. People...
This whole year.
Hands flying, sparks flying, chicken tendering.
Speaking now. Chaos.
Put the tender in your mouth.
Yeah.
Speak later. We don't know how to... control your behavior any longer.
No, I just at one point want to know, like, when is it going to be calmer? Like, I would like to live in precedented times.
Well,
yeah,
buckle up, because I don't think we're doing I don't
okay
think it's
but
coming.
Looking ahead, because we're like at the halfway year mark of the year,
uh-huh,
what else big or like major in terms of like albums or whatever is coming up? Like, possibly 1989, Taylor's version, but, like,
mm-hmm.
What else other than, like, Renaissance coming to North America is happening?
Well, we do have the possibility of Renaissance Act 2 actually showing up. We don't know, but it's possible. Or the visuals.
I don't know. I feel like visuals are not happening.
Yeah. Or just part of a bigger story, maybe much, much later. There's that. There's... Oh, the Kylie album is coming in September, thank God.
Yeah. Rihanna's Bobby.
Rihanna's Bobby. Kylie residency, which she has all but confirmed. I'm sure any day now she'll announce.
KP7, right? Or 6? Oh,
Katie is teasing.
Yeah.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh my God, literally nothing else matters. Pack it up, Beyonce. Kidding.
Pink Fronde 2, oh, which yeah. will be delayed to 2024.
Yeah. Cher
we'll get
Christmas.
A gag of some sort. Oh, Cher Christmas. We'll get a gag of some sort. Yeah. There will be some unexpected major release, as long as it's not from a man.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow. Well, the conversation isn't over yet, ladies.
That's right.
If you would like to keep listening to us talking shit about shit, we do an after show every single week after the show. See, that's a concept there. Over on patreon.com/legendsonly, you can support us directly. If you love the pod and want to give us some support, you can support there and get, at this point, I think it's 42 after shows, a handful of wow. road trips, and yeah, like a lot. There's like definitely over 100 episodes at this point, which is wild.
Love to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So,
and as always, you can join us on the Discord and chat with fellow listeners.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you're not into, if you want an app that's more confusing than Threads, head on over to Discord. But yeah, that posts every week alongside the main episode. And oh, we're taking off next week.
Oh, yes, that's right. I am taking the time that would have been the Madonna Celebration Tour opening night off anyway and heading down to Miami to sit by a pool and consider my life for 4 to 5 days.
Oh. Well, the last time you were down there, you did see Kylie Minogue at a pool.
I did. So... And she better pop up again. I will send her a little note to join me for the second time. But otherwise, I hope to enjoy a peaceful, quiet.
Good luck, sweetie.
Yeah, I will be like right next to Palace, and I will be like shaking and crying, watching Fantasia Gaga putting on the show of a lifetime at that fucking venue, which is iconic.
Oh my God, you can go by the courthouse where Trump got indicted, where the grand jury's still seeing people.
Oh, that's right, I could.
Very Lady Gaga searching for evidence of the insurrection tease.
Love.
And I see Beyonce in 2 weeks, so slay.
Big slay.
All right, everyone. Well, we hope that you're staying cool.
For the summer. Thanks for joining us.
And until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.